In conclusion, RFR is a competitive play by Abbott to come up with an alternative to IFR. They now recognize the advantages of hyperemia-free physiologic measurement. Let's review the weaknesses of the Validate RFR study. First, this was a study with a relatively small sample size, only 633 patients of data compared to the current IFR data with 4,500 plus patients of outcome data. Next, it is a retrospective post hoc analysis of waveforms from many different studies, each with its own protocol, contrast, verify, verify2, and IRIS FFR registry. Finally, RFR was calculated and is not a real-world measurement. This study used Virata and Prestige pressure wires by Philips in addition to St. Jude wires. Measurements were made on Philips S5 equipment, not equipment made by Abbott. Also, RFR was measured retrospectively on the Philips system, not an actual Abbott console designed for clinical use. The bottom line is that this highly controlled study was conducted in a synthetic environment on Philips equipment, which is a non-real-world situation. It is always important to remember that this pilot study is not outcome data, and it does not offer an economic analysis. At the end of the day, the strong clinical validation behind IFR that was developed over years dwarfs the small pilot study.